I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stretch Run of Grant and Danny brought to you by the law firm of Condori and Murad. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction. They will help you to draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you so that they can give you a discount. kmlawyers.com. We will get you ready for Nats baseball. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hand things over to Charlie and Dave in pregame at 6:15. First pitch is slated for 6:45 tonight. Some NFL notes today. Joe Burrow met with the media after his week one dud. He said his wrist absolutely did not affect his throws. To that, I would say, what happened then? He wasn't good. I know T. Higgins didn't play, but he didn't play a lot last year. That can't be the end-all be-all, right? Ja'Marr Chase did play and was effective enough, six grabs, but wasn't himself coming back after an offseason of not being around. So what went on then, Joe? If it wasn't that, it must have been a confluence then of just an entire offseason that went terribly?
And I hate to do this, but we're working. Like, if he'd thrown for 320 and three touchdowns, I wouldn't be looking for this. But somebody has a cut-up of him doing a bunch of wrist flex things, like when your wrist isn't feeling good during the game, where he's having trouble even picking up a bottle of Gatorade. Or, you know, kind of looking at it and rubbing it and sort of doing stuff with it. Now, is that 100% the reason? I have no idea. It's probably everything that you said. Probably the fact that even when he was healthy, they're not good in weeks one, two, three, four, sometimes five. So there's probably a million reasons why. But to say that it wasn't a factor at all, I think it's fair to ask questions.
Speaking of the quarterback position in Ohio, it's been a bad 72 hours for Deshaun Watson. You thought him playing bad football was going to be a pain for him to deal with. He now has more allegations that have come forward that he has denied today, sexual assault and battery that were levied in civil lawsuit against him, filed earlier this week in Texas. His attorney, who has a lot of work to do, it seems like, Rusty Harden, representing Watson, wrote Wednesday in a statement, Deshaun strongly denies the allegations in the Jane Doe lawsuit filed on Monday. We have asked him not to comment further while this matter works its way through the courts. So this is a new case. This was not one of the old cases. However, it is based on an alleged incident in 2020. So before he got in trouble. So I guess it's important to point out this isn't something that's happened
since the signing. That's an important distinction, yes.
Having said that, it is an old issue that we didn't know about. Mm-hmm. And this one is a really serious allegation that includes basically him forcing himself on a female that didn't want him to be interacting with her in her home. I mean, it's just been a nightmare for the Browns since they brought that guy in.
Safe way to say it, yeah. And again, these are allegations. These are serious allegations. They should be treated seriously. That both means investigated thoroughly and also not passing judgment until we know all the facts and information. I know the history. I know, you know, what's happened previously, but even still, that's how it's supposed to work. So, but yeah, in and of itself, just to talk about Deshaun Watson, football player, for a moment, and the Cleveland Browns and that situation, again, you already said it very well. It's not very good. And it's looking bleaker and bleaker as time goes.
I thought we might see Aaron Rodgers drop a relax like he did 10 years ago, RELAX, as he met with Jets media today, but that wasn't in the cards. He did say, I think we always have to stay relaxed. It's a long season. I think at times people think the season is like you're out in the prairie or the desert and you're moving around trying to find water, but it's more like a nice, slow bolero where we're just swaying with the music and reacting to whatever comes to us and through us, just trying to not get too high and the highs or too low with the lows. He is a different cat. Although, there's another documentary coming out on him on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on its way,
right? For a guy that hates the media, he sure is in the media a lot.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that funny how it goes?
He's doing a lot of things lately.
Sure.
Have you read the book?
No, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. No.
Okay.
That's the thing. Everybody with kids has to give something up, I think. That's what I've sacrificed for the most part. I don't read near as much as I used to, and I miss it. Yeah.
Beach Danny reads a lot.
Beach Danny got 3 books done.
That's a good number.
That's a good number. That'll end up being my 3 books for the year, probably. I hate that. I'm a reader. I love reading, but I don't do it anymore.
What about bedtime? You can just lay in bed and knock out a book.
I pretty much, well, the wife is already asleep, so I can't be the guy with the light on next to her. Right? So if I'm downstairs where I could read a book, that's a Netflix show, that's gaming hours. I'm not proud of it, but that's what I've sacrificed.
So to me, there's always just a better option.
Yep.
Right? I mean, TV, movie. I'm not a video game guy, but there's something more entertaining and better. Even if there's nothing on. Like, there's the occasional night where there's not a sports game or anything. I'll jump on NFL Game Pass and go back and watch something. Or you could watch whatever you want now at your fingertips as if you're a coach of linebackers for the Browns or something. You know, just it's all available to you. Monday, you get the all 22 from every game. You get the cut-ups. There's just always something better than reading, I feel like.
I know.
It's sad to say. But I knock out a ton of books. I don't mind listening to books, and that's kind of how I do it. But it's time-consuming otherwise. Although I do love the smell of a book.
The new book is up there with a sneaky underrated smell, like a new shoe smell, a new car smell, that tennis ball can popping open, some of those underrated smells. The new book smells pretty silly.
Yeah, not too shabby.
I'm on board.
All right, real quick, I had teased out one of your guys' thoughts right before we went to break.
We did go to break.
We extremely went to break. So let's start with Darius. Darius, yay or nay, Daniel Jones in the parking lot, is he fair game?
I believe in the parking lot, that is not fair game.
Ooh, I think that GP.
Yeah, I'm team GP. I think that should be a player safe haven. Now, it's tough because let's say that was a win and players are lined up asking for autographs and stuff like that and asking for pictures. Is that the same? Is that the same as in terms of fair opportunity to be able to then heckle the player on when it goes bad? I feel like it shouldn't be considered the same, but in a way it is.
Well, I mean, is it the same if someone walks by and you say, hey, have a good day, or bleep you? I mean, you know, yeah, I think the reason for the gate being there is for an interaction. After a loss, the same interaction. Hey, can I have an autograph, Daniel? Thanks for, you know, whatever. That's the idea.
Right. There's a spot on the other side of Nats Park where I see people lined up, you know, at 5 o'clock or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, waiting for players to come in through the gates and stuff like that. So you know, obviously it's there for a reason. I just don't think that fans should be heckling players once the game's over and once they have left the field of play.
Rhino?
In this particular scenario here, like I think that the fans actually kind of went a little overboard with what they're saying and everything. But in general, like I do think you can boo. But I kind of disagree with the fact that like it's all about like Daniel Jones in that situation. When I was a kid, some of my fondest memories going to Redskins games back in the day was waiting outside the parking lot and seeing Santana Moss and RG3 with this huge barricade and Kyle Shanahan and Jordan Reed. Like, I think of, like, the kids around there. So it's like, if you're just going to boo him, go for it. But, like, if you're going to say, like, mean, nasty things, like, you bleep and suck, like, whatever it is, then I think that is overboard. But if you boo him, I think that is acceptable. But keep curse words and all the other nasty things out of your mouth.
When you referenced yourself and your memories, you're saying there are kids there,
yes.
So don't curse.
Yes, like don't curse, like don't do anything like overboard, you know? Like okay. I think they went overboard in that situation.
But you would have no problem if just like all the people gathered around, hundreds of people, whatever, they're just going, boo! Because I think the game's over and it's over. But like I don't think if it was just a bunch of people saying boo, I don't think it would have crossed my desk. I don't know that the clip would have gone viral. And I certainly, when I watched it, wouldn't have had the same visceral reaction. Where the reaction I had was, God, these people, this is ridiculous. If it was just people booing, I don't think I would have felt the same way, even though I would have said, like, on a binary, if you asked me, yeah, that's overboard, he's out of the stadium, that's dumb, that's ridiculous. I'm with you, like, boos are not as bad as actual personal, they weren't, like, saying you're an idiot, you're, you know, but they were more personal attacks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then that's kind of like where my issue was. Like, I didn't hear the whole thing, but I do know there are some pretty choice languages.
Colorful language in there.
Yeah, there are some pretty nice words said to him.
You can hear some edits in that audio.
Yeah, there are some edits there. But, I mean, yeah, it should be a safe haven, but ultimately, like, you're getting paid a lot of money, man. Like, unfortunately, there is baggage that comes with that big deal, so it's try to keep it PG for the kids around there, but that's really all about it for me.
Sure. The only, like, that last part, which you kind of went down this road a little bit, Danny, with the heavy lies the crown thing.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that, as you're the CEO, you get all the credit, you're going to get all the blame. Where I don't like that thinking is, where does that end? Right? Because
totally, because that people feel very entitled to do stuff in that regard.
You make all the money, like, you're a billionaire, I could say whatever I want to you. Actually, I'm a human being, so if you want to, you can, but that, you're still the jerk.
You know, right. It doesn't mean you're not immune from some kind of backlash to it. So I guess, again, the only distinction, the only quibble here is what the parking lot is. I think it's the parking lot for Giant Stadium. We're still on the grounds, to me. So again, if this is a different time or place, if it's a Tuesday morning and he's grabbing some eggs, you don't boo him and tell him he sucks there.
Unless, like, the eggs are in the parking lot.
Well, if it's immediately after the game, where I went to the game, I'm still at the game in my mind. Like, I haven't gone home and come back. You know what I mean? I'm at the venue where the thing happened for the game. That, to me, isn't crazy. But if you're, again, the real life part of it, full 100% rubber stamp, cosign, etc.
Let's get you ready for Nats baseball. Starting lineups, pitching matchups for every Nats game presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Opposite Max Fried, looking to get right, a little guy named Jake Irvin, who has been struggling over the last, I don't know, month or so. Leading off, playing shortstop, see, Jake Abrams batting second in right field. Dylan Cruz batting third. Your DH, Andres Chaparro, batting fourth in left field. Deep, James Wood batting fifth at first base. Juan Yepez batting sixth at second base tonight. Note in your program, second baseman Jose Tenya Maritima doing the catching and batting sixth. Keber Ruiz batting seventh at third base. Excuse me, batting eighth at third base. Ildemar Vargas batting ninth in center field. Your guy, my guy, Jacob Young.
Nats 9-11 over their last 20, hovering around 500 as they're playing out the string, which isn't bad. Still in a stretch right now of 13 straight games and in 19 games and 20 days overall. So it has been heavy lifting. James Wood has reached base safely in 11 straight and in 17 of his last 18 games. He's got 18 hits during that 18-game stretch. All has been good on the James Wood front. Let's get to your Nats weather report presented by Pepco. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season's here, and they know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep.
81 degrees at first pitch tonight. It'll be dipping into the low 70s as the game goes on, and there'll be no wind. There is some clouds in the sky, but no chance of precipitation. Going to feel great over at Nationals Park and Navy Yard tonight.
Atta boy. That there is your game day weather. I've seen a few people parking under us here in our garage.
Indeed.
Wearing a Trey Turner jersey, I just saw, and a Juan Soto jersey, both leaving the parking lot.
Why are you digging up old bleep?
I just don't think that people have jerseys yet for these new players. Let's get some James Wood and some Dylan Cruz's going.
Yeah, some of the youngsters I think would be good. Maybe some of the guys that are here on short-term deals, maybe not the investment worthwhile.
Thursday night football tomorrow, Danny. Dolphins-Bills. Little AFC East matchup. It? We complain a lot about how bad the Thursday night football games can be on.
I'm John Aran.
And I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On paper.
Mm-hmm.
This is about as good as it's going to get early.
That's
in the
a good
season.
One on paper, isn't it?
Potential division championship type game here between Miami, a playoff team last year, the Bills, a perennial playoff power with Josh Allen at quarterback, certainly the class of the AFC East early this season with the Jets looking rough and starting 0-1 against San Francisco. And the Bills are down, at least in terms of personnel.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to get the ball to their tight end, Dalton Kincaid. I did like Keon Coleman's first game. Had four grabs for 51 yards.
He was impressive, I thought.
But I think they're ripe for the taking here for Miami. If you're going to get them now.
Yeah, this is the time for Miami to do it. I don't trust them to do this in a cold weather slog in November or December. This is when Miami should be able to. But, man, the Bills aren't ready to let go of that stranglehold just yet.
Deep dive on the Giants tomorrow as well as a breakdown of Thursday night. And we'll look ahead to week two in the NFL. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. It always means a lot. For Darris and Ryan, Grant and Danny saying so long. On the Fan, enjoy Nationals baseball.
Thank you for coming.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.